Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates Personal Injury Law Firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Micah McHenry, former Pirate catcher. You know him now from analyzing the sport. He's on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Michael, good to be with you again. I feel like I buried the lead last week. I thought about this when I went home. I thought, why didn't I ask Michael a follow-up question when he said he works out all the time, he lifts weights like a maniac, and he might be trying for an Olympic spot. How could I not have asked a follow-up? Tell us more about that.
Well, it's not the real Olympics. It'd be a Pan Am game or something like that. They do it every single year, just about. I wanted to get the 40 and over where I could actually probably compete. Prior to that, those guys are absolutely insane, the weight they can throw around. But yeah, I've always had a passion for it. It's what I thought I would do after baseball is either be a strength coach or something of that nature. And, you know, then it kind of fell in the line with being able to be a part of all of it. So it's been nice.
Okay, so what would your event be? Is it called a deadlift? What's it called?
It'd be the all around is the snatch and the clean and jerk.
So clean
lifts. It goes way back.
All right, yeah. So it's basically sort of just reaching down and picking up a bunch of weight, bringing it up to your chest or so, and then raising it above your head. Correct.
That's one lift. That's the clean and jerk, and the other lift is you actually throw it above your head and you catch it like a snatch.
I'm not sure limit
in line with your spine. You have to catch it. Say what?
I'm not sure limits here could lift 10 pounds. What's your?
I could do that. Once we get a little bit heavier, it probably would be a problem.
What's your maximum weight?
10 pounds
on each
Joe?
Of those.
I don't on snatch. I've caught 245, and then on the clean and jerk, 335.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah, which would qualify me. So then I'd have to kind of chase the numbers that have been set because they're on the USA website. You can look at it and see who's won. And weird enough, Jim Malone, I don't know if you remember that name. He was a former Pirate strength coach.
Ah.
And he's actually won 4 gold medals. I think the last time he competed, it was 55 and above. And I think he was one of 2 guys that competed in the United States. So he got to go compete, I don't know, let's say Austria or wherever it was. That's the coolest part is they actually pay for you to go compete for the United States. So that's the goal at some point.
That is truly awesome. Good luck with that
pursuit.
Yeah, it'd
be fun. Old man throwing some weight around.
Yeah, man, that's cool. Limits, maybe they have a lifting of the toothpick competition that you could join.
I think I'd thrive at that.
I'd be very good at that.
Or brushing my teeth competition. Yeah, or
you never know.
Or maybe just a 12-ounce icy light toss.
Yes.
I'd be great in these. Sit on your couch and watch the baseball game competition and talk to yourself about it. I would be wonderful at that.
I would have won many gold medals. What's the key before we get to the Pirates, Michael, to lose a gut like I have? I can't stop eating sweets. You know, donuts, cookies, ice cream. Plus, I don't work out that much. So I guess I'm answering my own question. What's the biggest
key? You know what really does work?
Yeah.
Blood work.
What do you mean?
Go see someone and get blood work. And I think seeing it on a piece of paper of what actually can help you.
Yeah.
And not guessing is a huge factor. I mean, help me. I mean, I feel like I'm doing better now that I'm having blood work every 6 months again. Because it gives you a reality. Like, hey, I need to do this. It's going to make me feel better. Where everything else, you're kind of guessing.
I like that idea. All right. Perhaps I'll do that, Limits. You and I can do that together.
I think we can both get stronger together, yes. That'd be a good idea.
Make the show a little stronger.
We'll have check-ins every week, guys. We'll check in.
There we go.
I would love that. All right. How about Skeens last night? Pretty darn good, yes?
Yeah, I loved what he did. So in his last start, I don't want to say he struggled, right? It's just not real. We've been joking around at the office. He'd never given up 5 runs ever in his career. And I'm dating back to the womb, right? Like, this guy just had never really struggled. So he goes out and he was middle across. And what I mean by that is his natural arm slot is a little bit lower this year, but it naturally makes him throw the ball almost sideways, middle across the zone. And when he can't get below that middle area, that's the only time I could ever see him getting in trouble. And he did it last start. This last start, though, was incredible because he was going to both sides and then really working north and south. And when he gets his fastball above the zone, it's obviously electric anyways. But because that unique arm slot and angle he throws from, they can't hit it. And then being able to throw that changeup and splinker below the zone is just not fair. I mean, you're talking about having to cover that entire quadrant, that 9 zones they show all the time with the strike zone, and you just can't. I mean, you can't cover down the middle most of the time with them, let alone 9 zones.
How about from the other end of the battery last night? They made history, actually, Skeens and Davis as the first 2 number 1 overall picks to form a battery for a game. What's it like coming into a game cold like that if you're Henry Davis? And added to that, a lot of people talking about Davis improving as a catcher.
Well, me and Henry are probably built from the same cloth. He probably loved it like I did. Because you always want to be the best teammate possible. So being ready in those moments kind of solidify the resilience and the perseverance and the persistence, I guess, that you have to want to help your team. And sometimes that'll give a jolt to the team because it's outside the norm. I hope Indy's okay, but I love the fact that Henry Davis literally chest checked her on, little dangly thing from his pitch comm, running out like, hey, let's go, I'm ready. And like 2 throws and roll, you know, because you don't want to mess up the rhythm. I used to not even take a throw, you know, even if there's run on first base, because I grab my plyo ball, throw it as hard as I can, gets the wall and run out there. And there's something to be said about that. And I think he caught an incredible game. The rhythm to the game was awesome. Sometimes that's the one thing you'll notice when guys come in behind the plate. But now he was just right on the same page with Skeens, reading the hitters really, really well. But the one thing, guys, I will say over and over again, let's remember 2 years ago, this guy was playing in right field. He couldn't catch. He wasn't good enough defensively. Well, I think he's pretty already wrong.
Express?
Michael, what do you make of Key Brian Hayes' first couple of weeks into the season, the two-handed swing approach, and just the way that he's changed his game a little bit? Defensively, he looks like the same player he always has been.
Yeah, I would argue that he looks better defensively. I don't know if we've seen him barehand a ball up to this point more than maybe once, and he's done it twice in the last week, which has been fun to watch, especially the fact that it was his back that was bothering him. That would have to be the hardest ball to get to if your back's bothering you. But yeah, his swing looks awesome. I talked to Key in spring training, guys, and his mindset had shifted. And I think that was the coolest thing I saw about him, and hearing his conviction and what he was trying to do. I was like, man, this has a chance to really catch, and it looks like it really is. I mean, expected batting average is .305 right now. He's hitting the ball extremely hard, consistently. And what I love the most is it's been a consistent approach. You see him just hammering balls to right field. That's who he is. The power is going to show up at times, especially on off-speed pitches. He's going to be able to catch those out in front because of that conviction in his approach, which is really nice to see.
Micah McHenry on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. It's 116. Now's the time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agent. Get help with those premiums at 724-443-5610. Michael, I love to hear you break down hitters and the art of hitting. And Henry Davis, like, I don't break down the art of hitting, but I could feel through the TV screen from the time that he first came up here that he was trying to squeeze the bat into sawdust. It just has always felt to me like here's a guy who wants to do well so badly that it's almost counterproductive. What are you seeing from him at the plate? I know he swung at a couple bad balls last night, but he also had a hit. Like, where does he need to get to? What's the key here?
Right in the middle of where you're talking about is my opinion, and where he's gotten behind the plate. Trust the preparation, trust the work. Don't try to overdo it. I mean, he hit that ball in Cincinnati about 9,000 feet foul, and I love the conviction he had after to say, hey, that means I'm in a good spot. Because when I'm catching a fastball up front, good things are usually going to come. I was a guy that was quick inside and would be too quick out of the zone as well, and you just have to back it up. And I think coming up, there's probably a lot of things playing in his mind. He only has so many chances, so many opportunities. Last time he came up, he literally sat on the bench and watched Grandal catch over him. And that plays with your psyche, you know, being that guy before. And I can't imagine being the guy and be a number one overall pick. So he's trying to prove himself. I think if he gets out there again today, you're going to see it start to slow down and him start to really show what he can do with the bat. But I'm telling you right now, what he's doing behind the plate is going to help the team just as much or more. And if he realizes that, I think the bat will be a bonus and start to really take off for him. The bonus in his mind is what I mean.
Outside of yesterday, Michael, scoring 10 runs, the offense as a whole has struggled this year. What do you think is mainly holding them back?
I think they've been in between. And what I mean by that is who they are. So there's so much information. You have a new hitting coach. A couple of new hitting coaches come in, and you're trying as fast as possible to build the rapport, the relationship, and it's very difficult. So you're receiving this information with so many moving pieces, with injuries and guys playing different positions, lineups constantly moving around. Guys are trying to find their identity and what they're trying to do, but also try to figure out how can I stay in the big leagues? How can I stay in the starting lineup? And that is not easy. So it's kind of a full arsenal of oh no's, and you try to just push everyone away and figure out how can I narrow this focus. And I love what they did last night. They hunted the heater. There's a guy in the good old Farquad Lord that pitched. He threw 88% heaters pretty much throughout his career, and they went up and looked for it, and they got it, and they tried not to do too much, and you saw the product of that, and that's what they need to do.
The other thing that happened last night is Kutch brought back some of that old Zoltan energy with the necklaces. Mm-hmm. What did you make of that? Were you part of that? Do you own one of those from a long time ago? Were you in on that?
I was in on it back in the day. It's aqua metal is what they said. I had to look it up. Back in the day, they claimed it gave you blood flow, and they do these balance tests. It ended up turning out fake. They got in a lawsuit, but there's power in it. I mean, you saw him diving around, flying like a Marvel character out in the outfield once again. I think he looks pretty youthful. And yeah, these guys came out. But sometimes, guys, it's just about taking your mind off of it.
Yeah.
You know, going out and remember, this is a game. You know, we do get paid quite a bit to play it. But I think Kutch is the perfect person to go out and be the kid. You know, that's his personality. Talked to him last night, and the reality of it is like, yeah, I'm going to lead the way I can and the way I should. And I love the fact that he understands who he is, and he went out and did it.
Michael, my friend City Limits here, the producer of this show and the person that you interact with on a regular basis, is a gigantic wiffle ball player. This guy runs a wiffle ball league in Baltimore. Did you grow up playing
Baldwin,
wiffle ball?
Not Baltimore. That would be
what
pretty
did I say?
Far.
You Baltimore, said Baltimore, did I say?
That would be Baldwin. A far travel.
The Baltimore, yeah, the Baltimore Orioles. He's a big wiffle ball guy, Michael. How about you?
I'm in. I don't know if you're asking me to play, but I'm inviting myself.
Oh, my
so
God.
Where are we going?
Can you imagine
you will be
McHenry?
There, Michael. I will definitely invite you. My friends would think that's crazy. I was with a friend yesterday. His name is Jeremy. When we were when I sent you a picture of you on TV asking if you were good for today, we were sitting at dinner, and he was like, oh, my gosh, there's Michael McHenry. He was my favorite catcher growing up. And I said, I have to text him for the show tomorrow. I just had to thank you for reminding me. Mm-hmm. He thought that was really cool. You could meet him there. That'd be cool.
Yeah, let's go. I'm in. I think it'd be a blast. And I love that you play wiffle ball. Everybody else is doing the pickleball thing. You're staying the old school route and staying with good old wiffle ball. That's good. It's good to know.
You must have grown up playing wiffle ball with, every stadium, every backyard stadium is unique. And I'm hoping that you use the classic thin yellow bat with the ball with the little slits in it, Michael, right?
I mean, I'm hoping so. If not, I'll get one of those big barrel the original Torpedo, you know, get out there and do it.
That's right.
You remember those?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's like you give it to a four-year-old and it looks like he's holding a 2x4
right.
taped together with another 2x4. It's awesome.
Michael, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you next week. Appreciate it, man.
Sounds good. You guys take care. God bless.
Why not him for the niceness Hall of Fame limits?
He'd be a good candidate.
Have we overlooked him? Is he getting snubbed?
Is that the key to Austin Bechtold finally winning a championship? Michael McHenry plays for my team.
How about that as a ringer? You bring him in there? That would be unbelievable.
And I'm sure that that would really set the whole entire league on fire.
All right, what's happening here? My daughter is in the middle of her driving test. My wife said, call her, please, if you haven't already. Is that good news or bad news?
I don't think that's good.
What?
Call her if you haven't already. That sounds like...
Well, why would I have called her? Or, she was out on the course.
Well, maybe she would have texted you.
That's an automatic failure if she picks up her phone while she's taking her driving test.
As someone that has failed their driving test before, as I think a lot of people have failed their driving test.
Well, like I said, it's a scam. They get you on the parallel park, which doesn't even matter. That becomes the crux of the entire test, so that you have to pay for another test.
Do you pay for the test?
Yeah, you pay for the test.
You obviously pay for your license.
What do you think, they're free? Nothing's free limits.
I know that, but a texter said that you don't pay for the test. I can't remember.
Bull
it was
crap.
Years ago.
I just paid it.
Yeah, then you will probably know
what's
very
he talking
well.
About?
I don't know, but I would think just by the verbiage of that text that Susie is either really playing this off to get you very nervous and to call her and that she's going to be very excited to talk to you, or that things went poorly and your daughter failed the test and is going to be consoled.
Either way, I can't handle it. This is a bad outcome either way for me, right?
Yeah, well, could be, yes.
Yeah, it is.
Because you don't want her to drive, but at the same time, you don't want her to fail.
How about McHenry with the 350 pounds on the clean and jerk?
Yeah, how about that?
I'm telling you, you would clean up in a toothpick lifting contest.
You think so?
Yeah.
I like going to restaurants and getting the toothpicks. I might do that tonight at our dinner. I might grab a couple.
For practice.
Yeah, I like to use the toothpicks. You know, you just kind of have them for show sometimes.
Coming up, the NHL Players Association had their annual vote on various categories. And it's like 600 players. Like it's a huge portion of the league. Did Sidney Crosby win yet again? As the most complete player in the league, as judged by his peers? I'll tell you about that next. The second annual Fan 5-Alarm Marathon, presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union, takes place June 5th and 6th. This year, the broadcast will take place at Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department, currently looking for 25 fire departments that will benefit from the fundraising. Register yours now at 937thefan.com. Brought to you by Aviation Management Group, North Country Brew Red House Ale, Saloni's Italian Bakery, and Don's Appliances. First limits, let me tell you a little bit about FanDuel. I'm a nervous wreck because my Golden State Warriors season is on the line tonight, and I'm also very angry at them for losing the other day. I don't feel great about this. What I do feel great about from a FanDuel perspective is Zach Edey of the Grizzlies getting upwards of 20 rebounds. I'm serious about that. You can hit the jackpot when you bet the NBA on FanDuel, partnership with Valley Forge, America's number one sportsbook, because with FanDuel's downtown jackpot, you have a chance to win a share of $1 million in bonus bets. All you have to do is place a bet on player-made threes using your exclusive profit boost. And if you're
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Limits is kind and limits is brand.
We are now. We're back.
So why did you come all the way through the studio to get me in the middle of a conversation? We have a kid right now from Avonworth who's unbelievably combative.
What?
Yes. I was back there talking to the kid. He's a wrestler. He's doing an internship with Donnie Football, I guess.
Oh, really?
And we started arguing about high school baseball and softball. I actually liked it. This kid came here to play.
Where's he doing an internship here with us?
Yeah, you'll meet him. He'll probably take your job at some point.
Very possible, yes.
If not him, then Mackie, right?
Or maybe someone else. Who knows? You got to always be on your game in this business. You never know who's coming for you.
It's like pro sports. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. I was just talking to social media's biggest loser, Malzi, who's brought to you by Awaken 180. Visit them at Awaken180weightloss.com. And What's Cooking brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Very kindly. And I'm sad and happy. My daughter called during the break, and she got her license today.
Congratulations.
That's what I told her.
Yeah, you don't really seem excited about it.
Not really. I mean, it's exciting for her, for sure. Now all the worry starts, and now she'll never be in my car. I mean, from time to time, whatever, but your kid is a fixture in your car. You look in the back seat when they're little. She had that big head of curly hair back there, and then the car seat for 5 years, 4 years, whatever it is in the car seat. It's like that commercial. You know the commercial where the guy and his daughter, they show the different stages. Then she graduated to the front seat. She was always there in the front seat. She started to drive with me in the front seat. And now she's gone.
I thought you were going to mention the little piggy going wee, wee, wee all the way home. Remember that commercial that came back during the...
What?
During March Madness?
No.
No? Isn't that a Geico commercial?
Oh, yes.
The little piggy with the going wee, wee, wee all the way home with the like pinwheels out the window and the car seat.
Yeah, it's sad.
What a funny commercial.
It's sad.
I know. And Malzi, I'm just trying to bring your mood up.
I know. Malzi remembers when she used to come to our shows down at the, I think it was at the Cambria Suites way back when, you know, the Penguins were going to Stanley Cup Finals and stuff. We were doing shows and she would come down there and hang out in the hotel lobby while we did the show in the lobby, and she was 4 years old.
That's pretty cool.
She was the size of a fire hydrant. And then she would come in here from time to time and sit with Craig Riley in there and do her coloring book while he produced the show.
Wow, how about that?
And now she's all grown up.
No one's coming back here coloring with me.
It's sad. It's really sad in a way. Anyway, who cares?
You think we'll get an intern?
Do we need an intern?
I don't know. I'm just we had one last year. I remember IT.
Yeah, he was a legend.
IT, he was great.
I love that guy.
He podcasted a lot of stuff.
Where is he now?
He was at IUP. He played on the hockey team. So I think he is.
She also told me I accidentally butt dialed her in the middle of a road test, by the way, which could have failed her, right?
And you just called me, by the way.
What?
You just butt dialed me.
I still don't understand why that happened.
It says I have a missed call from you 30 seconds ago. My phone started ringing. I was like, who's calling me right now? And it was you.
You were supposed to tell me how to stop doing that. I don't understand how it happens. I look down and it's locked.
It was sitting,
the last I see, it's locked, and then I'm butt dialing.
You know
people.
Why? Well, if you're facing it, maybe your face ID is opening your phone, then you're putting it down, and then when you put it into your pocket and it just automatically swipes up, then that's how it opens. So, like, look, I will look at my phone right now, and my face ID will go off on it, and then if I put it down, and let's say, like, if I have my phone face down, but yet I use my finger to swipe up on it, then it will unlock. That must be what happens to you. When you put it into your pocket, it's already technically unlocked, but the movement, putting it in your pocket, swipes your phone to get onto your apps and then calls people.
That must be it.
I don't know. That was a horrendously detailed way to explain it. But I think that's...
I've never understood this.
I think that's what's happening.
I just don't understand. Can you imagine? If she had failed because, like, she's getting a phone call, what if she had reflexively answered it and then failed the test because of that? She literally never would have spoken to me again. Of course, she doesn't really speak to me anymore anyway.
I think you'd be fine. One day would pass and you'd be fine.
Sidney Crosby. The NHL Players Association poll was released today. 663 players answering 12 questions. And again, Sidney Crosby is named the NHL's most complete player. He earns 33.8% of the votes. That's unbelievable. It really is that he just continues like a metronome, like a hockey metronome every year to be an elite player. It's not like he's just hanging on and still pretty good. His peers say he's the best player in hockey. I mean, the best player in the world, you know, we all judge by offense, and that's rightfully the way it is. And that Connor McDavid, probably. But if you're talking complete player, his peers rate him the best in the world.
Yeah, and I know 34% doesn't sound like much, but all things considered, when you factor in Ovechkin, McDavid, Austin Matthews, McKinnon, like that's a pretty decent number for Sid to receive from those.
I mean, it's a defensive part of the game too. And again, and I hate to offend all the Kyle Dubas backers in this town, especially those in the media, because I know you're out there. He has failed to surround Sid late in his career with the right pieces. Kyle Dubas tried to win year one. I guess everybody's claiming he didn't try to win this year. You could have fooled me with Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, Ricard Raquel, Brian Rust, Chris Letang, Erik Karlsson, Marcus Pedersen when he was here. Oh, did I mention the $27 million defenseman, Ryan Graves, or the $28 million goalie? Yeah, I think they were trying to win. He's 0-2. He has failed Crosby by a couple of terrible contracts and then other contracts and players that didn't work here that he brought in trying to win. He gets all the credit in the world for parlaying people, you know, like the Kevin Hayes trade included a second round pick, and now Kyle Dubas is a future hero. Well, what happened to bringing in Lars Eller? Did that work out? No. What happened to bringing in Riley Smith and trying to win? Did that work out? No. So make no mistake, and I don't mean to go on a Kyle Dubas rant, but it does irritate me to no end that he has failed to build around Sidney Crosby at a time when Sid is still the best all-around player in the league, and he's done it by a multitude of bad signings, bad trades, some of the signings historically bad. Like some of the worst in Pittsburgh history, like $54 million tied up in Ryan Graves and Tristan Jarry. But nobody ever talks about that. So again, I apologize to all the Dubas backers, especially in the media around here. And I know the Penguins are proud and they're valiant in defeat, and he's a future hero, Kyle Dubas, and all of that, and is doing, you know, just magician's work. Silly me, I thought he was trying to win and failed, still having a great, great player. I didn't mean for that to turn into a rant, Limits, and I apologize especially to you.
Thank you. I'm glad you did.
Also, Crosby named the NHL's smartest player over Kucherov. He gets 27% of the vote there. How about that, Limitless Wonder?
Kind of, actually not really surprised about that. How do I wonder how they judge that, just based on decision making on the ice and
yes,
reading defenses and figuring out the seams the best pass to. That makes sense to Crosby.
All of that. All of that and a whole lot more. He's still the smartest player in the league.
Wow, Donnie Football has chimed in. He is tweeting about how our high school student shadowing today. So he's not interning, he's shadowing.
Shadowing, yeah. And immediately started arguing with me. This kid was incredible.
Whippiel Hoops.
Yeah, I was arguing. Well, wasn't even arguing. They have a great player at Avonworth and Carmichael, and they have a great player at Beaver, Mayo. So we were just talking about it, and this guy, I mean, he came out swinging limits. It was unbelievable.
Let me guess. Your argument was that your friend Jason Bumbliss's guy, Brady Mayo, is the better player, and
no,
he was arguing
I didn't.
That Rowan Carmichael is the better player.
No, that wasn't the argument. I think you could make an argument either way.
Yeah, I do too.
We were arguing about whether their game at Beaver was actually a state playoff game or a state qualifier. And to me, it's a state qualifier, and then the state playoffs begin.
That's correct. It is a state qualifier.
So he was making it sound like a playoff game. I was trying to be nice, and then things turned. Here I am sitting there with this high school kid battling back and forth. I went back innocently to tell Mulsey that my daughter passed her road test. I remember when she was tiny and came to our shows. And next thing I knew, this Avonworth kid is battling me over this
stuff. Our friend Blizz on Twitter says, then he told us about it on the air. Never changed, Joe.
Told us about what?
About the argument that you had.
Yeah, why wouldn't I? Donnie Football tweeted it.
I don't know. And you said, this guy came out swinging. It was incredible.
Yeah.
I can hear you saying that. It was incredible, Fulzy.
All right, me, you, and Donnie are going out to dinner, correct?
Yeah, what should I wear?
Now I accidentally called Steigy. What is happening here? Seriously, why is that happening?
Are you touching your phone during the show?
No, I don't even like this stupid phone. And I was just over at the Apple store, and I asked that guy what was going on. He's like, I don't know. I don't know why that's happening. I said, how do I lock the phone where I'm not butt-dialing people? There's another guy that I used to teach at Waynesburg that for some reason... I'm constantly dialing. He must think I'm out of my mind.
You're calling him?
Yes. It's not Dylan Cleland, somebody else. By the way, did you see that Mitch Montani from Waynesburg? There's signs all over here. He's running for something in Green Tree or Scott Township.
Are you
or
getting
something.
Confused with Callis? Because Callis is too.
No, Mitch Montani. You remember him?
I do. Yes, I know Mitch.
He's running for office.
I did not know that.
If you drive through Green Tree, you're going to see the signs.
I don't live in Green Tree. I don't drive through Green Tree that often other than our road up here. Are you going to vote for Harry Callis for Green Tree Borough if you would vote in this?
Good night, Limits. I'll see you tomorrow.
No answer to that? You're not voting for Harry? Well, I guess that'll leave you on a cliffhanger till tomorrow.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.